Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Friday!
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 Yes, sir! Very yes, pumped that it's Friday. Very pumped to watch some basketball. Very pumped. Well, you know what? There's other things I'm going to watch, and I'll save it for weekend hobnobbing next hour. What you need to watch in the world of sports and pop culture. We do it every weekend here on the Covino and Rich Show.
More NFL draft.
I know. More draft, more observations. And if we have time, Rich.
I do watch day two of the draft, NEG, but let me make a comparison. It's like, you know when you have a party or you're at a bar, and one person says, hey, you know what? Guys, I'm going to run. Yo, see you later. And that sort of gets other people to be like, you know what? I guess I'm going to get out of here too. I feel like at the end of the first round, people start filing out of the party. Now, you could stick around for another cocktail or order another appetizer, but you could tell that feeling of like, yeah, people are leaving. The party's, you know.
Day two this year, there's so many good defensive players still available. That's what makes it really exciting.
And some wide receivers. And I am curious to see why Buffalo. Of my things that made me go, they lose Stephon Diggs. And they're a plethora.
Wait, so you didn't hear about the Niner rumor?
Oh, please tell me, but wait a second.
All right.
Because I'm sorry, did you say a plethora?
I said a plethora. It's a sweater.
You don't even know what a plethora is.
Three Amigo style. There was a plethora of sweet, young, talented wide receivers. There's a lot of great wide receivers. And the Buffalo Bills kept just dipping back and trading back. So I'm curious what they have up their sleeve. And if you're telling me it's Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, I may jump through this glass window in the studio like I'm Marty Jannetty in the wrestling world in the 80s.
Your boy Nick Wright. What do you usually call him?
Nick Wrong? I mean, Nick what? Yeah,
you always get his last name twisted.
Oh, he calls him Nick Young all the time.
Yeah, Nick Young, you call him.
Nick Young.
He was mentioning that there was a rumor going around that they were trying to position themselves with the Niners to trade for Ayuk. So that's why they were looking to get better picks.
Ooh, well, you know what? By the Niners picking that sweet young slot receiver, Ricky Pearsall from Florida, the guy with apparently magical hands and he's quick, slot receiver. You got to ask yourself, with re-signing Jennings, having Deebo, and telling everyone we're keeping Ayuk, why would the 49ers go wide receiver with their first pick unless there was some concern that Ayuk might not stick around or Deebo might not stick around, even though they were assured, oh, you guys are going nowhere.
Well, speaking of, and again, we'll take your phone calls now, 877-99 on Fox. Speaking of the Bills and wide receivers, Chiefs traded up with the Bills to get that Xavier Worthy guy. And that dude is what? The fastest guy ever in the NFL combine, right?
With a 4.240. Also the lightest guy. Yeah.
4.240. And they kept showing us side by side of him and Mahomes, and he just leaves Mahomes off the screen. That's how fast this kid is. But can you imagine Mahomes with this kid just tossing it up there, just getting open? Like, what a weapon for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
You said the word weapon. With that new kickoff return rule, he's going to be a total weapon with that.
And he's lightning fast.
And he's a great returner.
Then you're wondering, I did think that too, Danny G. I can't say I didn't think that, because if they're saying this guy, Pearsall from Florida, that the Niners picked, and again, why would they take a wide receiver unless there was trouble in paradise? They're saying also for special teams, and with that new kickoff return rule.
Exactly. Yep.
You may have such a weapon. If you're right, if you have some young, quick guy that could break a play open to the 35-40-yard line like half the time.
I just think, again, hey, maybe that's going to work for your 49ers, Rich, but definitely working for the Chiefs. So the Chiefs The rich got richer. Xavier Worthy. Again, anybody that's running a 4.240, an NFL combine record, you get them with Mahomes, that's dangerous. So that made me say, as you bring up the Bills, Rich, and the moves they were making, and the Chiefs trading up, and the wide receivers. But again, quarterbacks, observations.
Yeah, anything that stuck out to you.
What stood out to you?
First
mostly, and we talked about it during the build-up on our show yesterday, was the amount of people in Detroit were like, man, the Honolulu Blue was out. And I believe I heard, one of my favorite personalities on Fox Sports Radio, I believe I heard Iowa Sam say 275,000 people, right?
That's right.
And that's what they're saying.
We did kind of get into the fact that, it might be like NFL propaganda, but there were hundreds of thousands of people there.
But that's what they're saying.
It was Wembley on acid.
Yeah, and it looked like there was a lot of people there and a big time production. And to see how far it's come, I think the first one that was televised was 1980 or something like that, right? When you see how far it's come to now and everything involved in it, like, oh my God, it's massive.
It's an event.
Such an event.
But I think
what started
out, though, let's be honest, like, I'm not sure if I could think of anything else. I don't want to put everyone on the spot, but what else has started out as sort of not a throwaway, but the draft really was a technicality. Like, all right, college kids are going to the pros. We need to organize a draft.
That's a good question.
There's a bunch of administrators and front office people with old school 80s, 70s phones, right?
And notepads.
And it turned into a must-watch hours.
I'll give you one in our industry. And again, it's football related. Just like Radio Row at these big events, It went from like everybody's at a folding table broadcasting all the radio stations around the country for the Super Bowl or whatever boxing event or whatever event that it is, to like now these major setups and it's such a big
deal. Any type of media row, you're right, it's a fight or an event, Super Bowl, you're right.
That's in our industry specifically.
It also, Cove, makes me think of the Super Bowl halftime. That started out as marching bands.
They were like twirlers and a marching band.
And they're all sort of NFL related, which is wild when you think about it.
It's a traveling road show in the NFL.
Yeah.
They've done it, where you can take this thing from site to site. What I find amazing, guys, is... And we saw the success. Like, my biggest takeaway when LeBron left the Cavs for the Heat was how they made a TV show of it. Why couldn't you do this for free agency, right? Like, on a weeknight when free agency opens, the NFL has cracked down on these teams for, like, let's not tip picks here so we have the drama. Why wouldn't you have, like, a two-night, three-night window of free agency where Kirk Cousins, where are you going to sign? Find out 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight.
Like a high school kid who picks up the hat of the college he's going to go to.
You know what? When it does happen, DB, everybody owes LeBron an apology.
Yes.
Right?
I thought it was you're exactly right. I thought it was great TV. And this is kind of no different, right? I mean, maybe your announcements, maybe not every team is involved signing free agents, but they made this a TV show. Why couldn't you do it with other things?
No, I actually could see that happening. Another observation, again, it's Detroit, 275,000 people, give or take. It was an ocean of people, we could tell you that.
Beautiful weather, too.
Beautiful weather, beautiful
today,
night.
A little cloudier.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no.
The sun was shining, and for Detroit in April, It could be like 35 degrees and overcast and sleeting.
Situations were perfect. And before we get into, again, the picks and the random observations.
Conditions were perfect.
How awkward Eminem was with Roger Goodell.
That's what I was going to say.
I love it.
Eminem, man. You know,
he stays cool, though, man.
I got to say, I think it's kind of cool because Eminem's almost too cool for everything, but he's not
too cool
for the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, you could see he is all about Detroit football and being part of the NFL. Like, you know, they seem to have a good relationship, and he's all about it, man. It's kind of cool to see, and it's kind of cool to see him representing Detroit.
I admire
all those people. Yeah, so do I.
I admire it because I'm nothing like Eminem, but we have one thing in common, and that's
passion.
I will never allow my profession or anything to get in the way of my fanboy behavior. Like, there are people that enter our world of sports radio and TV and podcasting that, like, now I'm a broadcaster.
Like, you don't see
I'm
Eminem fanboy anything.
Yeah, I'm still
except
gonna,
for maybe some hip-hop legends and the NFL.
I'm still going to always have that passion about the Niners or Mets or whatever team I root for. And, you know, to see Eminem put aside, you know, any cool persona, because he's one of the coolest dudes ever, to watch him just agree to do a corny skit with Goodell, it's because he loves it so much.
Exactly, yeah. I think he appreciates it. It's like a childhood dream to be a part of that, and it's in his city. So, you know, I got to give Eminem a lot of props for doing that. But again, Goodell getting booed, that's another part of it. That's another part of the observations. But then let's start with the number one, Caleb Williams. No surprises there.
Yeah.
No surprises there. Any observations?
Well, the one surprise was, who's the tall blondie?
Well, that we saw right in that silver dress. We told you to keep an eye out on a lot of the hotties that are there.
I told you.
We told you here on the show. We said, look at the old couches, because they're going to be new couches coming soon. Look at the old kitchen cabinets, because there's going to be brand new kitchen cabinets. And look at the moms and the women involved. We said that yesterday. Things to look out for. Random things. He had a beautiful woman with him, Caleb Williams, number one in Chicago.
And he said the Bears, which I thought was.
And he said the Bears.
People are already remixing it on social media into songs and stuff.
I'm not going in any specific order, Rich. I'll jump around, but.
Okay, House of Pain.
I'll jump around like Everlast. But I don't know if you saw this. Jay Stu made me famous last night.
I saw this.
Jason Stewart of the Gottlieb Show.
Who?
Jay Stu. He posted out a little video on X, on Twitter, of Joe Alt, right? Joe Alt's girlfriend. And that whole weird scene when they call his name, but they're just sitting there. And they don't even know that he was picked. And
yeah, because of the delay, right?
Yeah, there was a delay. He was picked number five, offensive tackle for the Chargers. And because of the delay, there was an awkward moment where the girlfriend's just sitting there like, what's going on? And they're just sitting there. And Jay Stu like zooms in on the girlfriend and how weird she looks in that moment and the whole awkward, delayed reaction.
Social media went wild with it. She looks like she was kidnapped.
Social media ran so wild with it. Over a million people have seen this. 1.3 million people have seen this already. Every website picked it up because everybody agreed. We all saw the same thing. So that Joe Alt pick was kind of awkward in the moment, but then they figured out, I guess, how to run the production with the delay and everything.
All right, couple observations I'll throw at you, and you tell me, not a big deal. Did you notice it?
Oh, and by the
way,
Jay Stu made me famous because I responded to his tweet, and the responses were also picked up by every stupid website going last night.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah.
So let me know if you saw these things as well, noted them, or like not a big deal at all. Jaden Daniels gets picked number two.
Yeah.
Because this is a night about wearing the sweet suit and having the right outfit on, he kept his sunglasses on. Problem with that?
None whatsoever.
Nah, I liked it.
Yeah.
So hugging Goodell, doing the whole thing with sunglasses on.
Are you kidding me, dude? A lot of these guys showed up, you know, in their best, like Malik Nabers with the leak. Extra flashy.
Did you not love how Latham almost broke Goodell's back the
and
way
didn't
he lifted
they, didn't
him
they
up?
Warn people like Goodell's back is
yeah,
a little
he
suspect?
Just had
he had surgery on his back.
Oh, yeah, that is bad.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Not the sunglasses, man. I think that's just a cool look. These guys are flashy dudes. They're in the moment. Maybe they're holding back some emotions. Who knows?
I was wondering how Goodell felt after that bear hug.
I know,
like,
right?
You know, did he power his way through it?
Yeah, you don't want to wrong a right.
He must have been hurting. Right. Yeah, he must have been hurting afterwards.
There's a whole conversation in itself when it comes to sunglasses in public or at a major event like that. And my side is always like, worry about yourself, man. And it really is. It's like, what are you worried about my dope ass sunglasses for?
I'm always the guy that interferes, and I'm like, Kavino, we're in a meeting. Take off your damn sunglasses.
I'm taking you out of it, Rich, but I'm saying, like, hey, just because you can't pull it off, don't worry about this guy. And when I say you, I don't mean you, Rich. I mean you, the collective you.
It is collectively frowned upon
to
wear it inside.
I know it is. Yeah. I debate this all the time, but I celebrate the religion of rock, and you are getting in the way.
Except when you're on a Super Bowl stage during Super Bowl week at Radio Row with the bright lights in your eyes, Danny G style.
I'm thinking he's Brett the Hitman Hart.
Hey, there's a time and place. I get it.
Hey, since I was a kid, I always kept my glasses on. And then that one movie, the Tom Hanks movie.
At night, not
about
inside.
About the one-hit wonder band.
Oh, the
Wonders. The Oneaters.
The Oneaters.
Remember, he gives him the sunglasses, and he's like, what are these for? And he's like, shut up and put them on. You're the drummer.
That's right. Yep, and he wore them, and that was his gimmick, and that was his look. And, hey, shout out to Corey Hart. Maybe it was a nod.
Now, I know looks mean nothing. It's all about the talent. But when you see Drake May, don't you look at him and think, like, he looks like a little boy?
Yes.
Like, that was my observation. I'm like, how old am I getting that he looks like what are you, 17, kid?
It's crazy to see, right?
Like, when a kid still has,
you mean to tell me this kid who looks like that, with a little baby boy face, is that elite of an athlete?
He's going to be able to escape.
Badass?
He's going to be able to escape Khalil Mack or Nick Bosa or
his
something like
pumpkin pie face.
Yeah, but his brothers beat him up his entire childhood.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
That
was
cool that he is the youngest of four and they used to whoop his little ass. But still, I saw him and I'm like, wow, what a little boy.
Dude, on the opposite side of that, Bo Nix looked 40.
Bo Nix? looks like a veteran.
Yeah, and they're like, there's Bo Nix and his girlfriend next to him. But at the time, the close-in shot was Bo Nix and his mom. So I was confused.
Yeah, I noticed that. They got
the girlfriend
that
was on the other side.
Yeah, they got that wrong. That is interesting in itself, too, Rich, because I noticed both of those things, Danny G. Bo Nix look older, and some of the other people look so young.
That's why we are not GMs. But I would look at a guy like Drake May, and of course, by far the most important thing is the tape, is the skill set, is the combine,
is the potential,
everything he's got. But I would look at him and be like, this guy is going to lead my team to the promised land? He looks like a teenage boy that like showed up to ask, is it okay if he takes my daughter to the prom?
No, I mean, it's true. I mean, they're young kids.
So you got to remember that sometimes.
All right, and again, we're jumping around House of Pain style. Feel free to call your observations from last night, your draft observations, 877-99 on Fox, the things that made you go, I think one of the most viral moments of the night was Olufoshinu and his girlfriend and his mom, that whole awkward moment, because we talked about it yesterday in reference to that Isaiah Wilson clip a few years back when the Titans picked Isaiah Wilson and the girlfriend was there coddling him and the mom yanked the girlfriend out of the frame. We kind of saw that last night and social media picked up on it.
Wait, was that the hot blonde girl on the left?
Yes.
And she was sort of trying to get in the mix?
Yeah.
Okay,
The Jets picked him, I believe, number 11 overall.
It wasn't quite to the level of Isaiah Wilson.
No. It was something, put it that way.
But she was trying to double dutch her way in for like a hug or something. Like,
You saw her like, she kept reaching over and she like hopped a little closer into frame or something.
I saw a frame and someone retweeted and was like, take a closer look. And I'm like, I thought she was like grabbing his junk or something. Like they kept saying, like, take a look. I'm like, what am I looking at? Is it just simply that?
I think it was the fact that the mom sort of like got her out of the way a little bit, which might not have been the intent because she was there on the couch with the family and all.
That setup was already arranged.
Exactly.
She had to know she's got to reach over mom for the hug.
It was still a little awkward.
Arm pat. There was a couple arm pats.
So again, Olufoshinu, again, Jets pick number 11, offensive tackle.
Got to protect Aaron Rodgers.
Mom, Paige Fashanu, sort of sort of shooed the girlfriend out of the way a little bit. At least that's how it appeared. And that's why it went viral last night. You guys probably saw that. And we told you to look out for it.
I did. I want to give everyone a great recommendation for next year's NFL draft. At first, I thought this was a dumb idea. Ended up being the best idea.
Uh-oh.
I realized yesterday.
You DVR'd it and fast-forwarded?
No. Well, that's a good one, too. That's but I do like the analysis in between. I actually do, because you get to know these guys. Because let's be honest.
I'd say after the first few.
No, but
after the first hour and a half.
I look at it this way, Covino. Unless you're a college football expert, I'm more of an NFL guy. I watch college, but you don't know all these teams.
No.
That's the funny part, is no one knows all these teams unless your job is I am a college football expert. So I like the 5 minutes of B-roll and footage and video, because I'm like, all right, let's get to know this guy. I feel it almost as like a cool get to know this dude in 5 minutes. And I also thought, one of my observations, before I tell you the best idea for the draft, was the AI graphics were unbelievable. How they had a guy in motion flipping around, and all of a sudden he changed into the jersey of the team he's now on.
That was cool.
The footage and graphics package that the NFL put together with some AI, to me, was amazing. The best one to me was Marvin Harrison Jr. He's flipping the football, swoops around real quick, and he's wearing a Cardinals full jersey and helmet and everything.
We are so impressed by it, but it's probably so easy to do nowadays. Some production guy probably did it on his phone.
Yeah,
probably did it on his phone, and we're like, whoa, man, look at that.
Here's a great idea. At first, I'm like, oh, no, what did I do? I made a haircut appointment yesterday for 5:30. And
what,
I'm like,
what were you thinking?
I'm like, why?
They usually have the TVs on.
No, but here's the thing. My barber is hard to make an appointment with. He's one of those guys that, he's got a lot of clients. And I'm like,
Scandal?
Scandal. No, that was my old hairdresser. This is
Damo.
This is Addison. Addie.
This is Controversy.
So I go, why? He's got an appointment. 5:30? That's perfect. I'll go to the gym real quick. I'll go get a haircut, go home. Oh, it's the NFL draft. That's why he had an open appointment.
You weren't thinking.
I went to the barbershop. And while I'm at the barbershop, I realized, perfect, he's always watching TV. I spent an hour in the barber chair chopping it up about the NFL draft while getting a haircut. It's like, killed two birds with one stone.
Is that like getting a vasectomy during March
Madness?
During
March Madness, yes. It's like the new one? It's like the first week of January when all those dudes get snipped.
Your spring cleanup. You get your shave and your sweet fade while watching the NFL draft.
Picture
I like
it,
Rich.
Barbershop, everyone's watching, chopping it up and talking, while you're watching the draft, getting a haircut.
Worked out perfectly.
Right?
And the hair looks great.
It looks sweet, right?
So we haven't even really talked about one of the bigger stories yet, which is Kirk Cousins. We left that for you, and we'll talk about it next, right? Michael Penix Jr., the Falcons, all the drama there.
I have a theory. Was how the draft went from 40-plus years ago, 50 years ago, a bunch of dudes sitting in, like a conference room with those beige phones from the 70s, just picking them up, with cigarettes and cigars, were you trading picks, or you got your pick in? It went from, honestly, just something that had to be done. College guys going to the pros. We'll do a draft. Are we doing this? To a production that millions of people watched with AI graphics.
I felt that sort of, Rich, watching that recent WrestleMania. But I always felt WrestleMania was kind of a big deal. But as far as production-wise, the last one we just seen, I was like, wow. I happened to tune in. I was like, it's come a long way.
I mean, wrestlers used to just walk down to the ring.
Right.
Now there's fireworks and pyro. And, they have entrances like boxers now. I told you that main event, if you didn't watch WrestleMania, I hadn't watched in a while. Roman Reigns had as long of an entrance as Deontay Wilder.
I know that may sound silly if you haven't watched wrestling, if you haven't seen it, but for the production value, it was a mix of amazement and a mix of cheesy at the same time. It was lightning was striking. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
This is wild, but such a big deal. It's come such a long way if you followed wrestling back in the day in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what else it reminds me of is the way fantasy football began. It was just this little niche thing. There was a host here back in the day, and he told a story about how he was part of early fantasy football, and like the guys would get together and they just would write down their picks on pieces of paper.
Oh, yeah.
And a fax machine was involved later in their fantasy season.
We're buds with Matthew Berry from ESPN. We've known him for years, and he was one of the original guys, if you remember, for fantasy football. And yeah, he said when that first started, people are like, "What are you doing? Fantasy sports? Like, nerd."
I can't think of anything though to the magnitude of the draft with that ocean of people like we've seen. Maybe some concert festivals.
Yeah. Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's from a cottage industry to now being like all of the San Diego one, but all over the country, really.
No, that's a good one.
Like,
yeah,
Comic-Con
absolutely.
Went from a couple nerds that like Superman comic books
but still
to
not as big as what we saw last
in
night.
All those people in one place.
Yeah.
No.
I would also say that the actual guts of the draft have not changed at all. It's what's been made around it, where the teams are still doing what they're doing. They're handing in the card, but it's from at that point that everything has changed.
Oh, they spruced up the place, essentially.
Yes, yeah. Yes, where they've just been able to make it just this.
It's the same bones. It's like redoing a house.
Yes,
You bought the house, you keep this house guy. What do they say? This house has good bones.
I got a
You got a new kitchen, new countertops.
I got a really superficial, ego-driven observation. Big surprise, right? This is a moment that families work toward the child's entire life, right? This kid was in peewee football, and he played his ass off for this moment. Would it matter to you who introduced or who called your name out? Like, if it was some nose-picking kid, or, like, does it matter at all? Because that highlight pretty much tells the rest of your career story.
I know
does
what you're
that
saying.
Matter?
It's part of your montage. So if they're like, today we're bringing up,
Little Tanner McLovin,
the pick, the number 5 overall.
Like, would that, yeah. would that well, matter to you? Are you just so pumped at your pick?
I was going to say, I'm not going to say be careful, but it's
no,
usually
I'm not saying
it's
a special it's, needs
no, I'm
kid
saying,
or
usually,
anything.
It's usually because it's like a soldier's wife
I'm
or something
saying,
like
would
that.
Would that matter to you at all?
If it was just like some, if it wasn't that. If it wasn't like the wife of a
then
fallen soldier
yeah.
or like some kid. Yeah, if it was just some kid like, hey, little Johnny won a contest. Hey, what's going on, everyone?
I thought we were on the verge of our first anti-make-a-wish take ever.
No, obviously I know why a lot of these kids are there.
Come
That's
at
a
me,
given.
Bro.
I'm just wondering if like you think that would matter to these guys at all. Other observations, Rich, you pointed out
Covino,
one.
The first athlete ever that refuses.
No, not at all. But you did point out, yeah. Do you think we will see Caleb Williams maybe with some secret Chicago Bears lining in his jacket or something, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And Dan Byer was like, nah, you know, because anything can happen. They're not going to take that chance. We did see Malik Nabers, who went to the Giants, extra flashy, a lot of bling, sunglasses and all. We saw him open up his jacket, and he had a lot of nods to coaches and LSU coaches and teammates that helped him along the way. I thought that was kind of cool. I did notice that. So we didn't see the NFL teams, but we saw some cool little nods to people that meant something.
Well, we got to get in to the big story of night one. All the quarterbacks going, and one in particular that went to the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get to everything that went down in the draft yesterday, but I wanted to point out one other thing. You brought up Caleb Williams. What I thought was interesting, before we get to Kirk Cousins and Penix, and not only did he say, the Bears, and everyone's like remixing it already, and he seems to be embracing the Chicago fans already, which is right, the right thing to do. Did you see not only did they have those cool graphics where all of a sudden these young kids had the uniform of the new team already via AI, they hologrammed him into a fan fest in Chicago where he was in like a cube and he was four-dimensional and he was like, hey, everyone, Caleb Williams here. Did you see that?
Is that only for TV or is that like legit everybody sees that?
I saw clips of it. I didn't see it during the draft last.
Wow, that's insane.
Well, you know what? I have the reason why the Atlanta Falcons did what they did, and I'll explain after Dan Byer gives you the update of all updates. What's up, DB?
And what they did do is they did draft Michael Penix Jr. 8th overall, and Penix Jr. spoke with reporters today about the drama that you're going to talk about involving Kirk Cousins.
I'm going to keep it, you know, just between me and him right now, you know, but it was definitely a good conversation, and, you know, I'm super excited to work with him, and he said he's the same with me, so.
Penix revealing that Cousins called him last night after the pick was made to what Rich will dive into. We're about to dive into game three of the NBA playoffs between the Bucks and Pacers. No Giannis Antetokounmpo, but Chris Middleton is in the starting lineup for Milwaukee. That game tips in 5 minutes. Series tied up at one apiece. Clippers and Mavs, 8 Eastern. Timberwolves and Suns, 10:30 Eastern time. Athletic reports that the NBA and Amazon Prime Video are close to terms on an agreement to have the regular season and postseason games on the streaming service for over the next decade. So the NBA could be moving to streaming, not all of the package, Ooh. But a decent amount of it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Hit me at Steve Covino. I'm famous thanks to Jason Stewart's tweets yesterday at the draft. I responded to Jay Stu's tweets.
About Joe Alt's girlfriend looking like she was kidnapped.
And like every NFL and Bro Bible sort of website picked it up. Millions of people saw it yesterday. Again, as we make our observations here on the Covino and Rich Show.
You see the NFL approve those guardian caps in games? You know, those big, what would you call them, like foamy, rubbery-looking things they wear in camp?
I mean, I saw it. My understanding is that it's optional, right?
No, they're going to look sleeker with team colors and logos, but for maybe guys coming out of concussion protocol or someone maybe with a previous head injury.
Yeah, they've been authorized for in-season use.
So you might see, like, I don't know, your team's fullback or, you know, running back or someone on the line wearing one of those big-ass caps.
Hey, I'm all for it. Safety first. But it does look wild. It's going to take a second for our eyes to, adjust.
Martian or something.
Yeah,
or
it looks like
an astronaut.
It looks like the great, what's his name?
Kazoo?
The Flintstones, Kazoo?
The great Kazoo.
The great Kazoo. Is it Kazoo or Kazoo?
I have a Kazoo.
Kazoo. Okay. Now, before we get into the Falcons talking your phone calls, another observation I thought that was totally cool, again, totally ego-driven, was 275,000 NFL fans.
That's over the extent of a couple days. That's just yesterday.
That's the number
right?
they're going with. Again, according to our expert, Iowa Sam, and the NFL, it's the NFL's putting out there, an ocean of fans chanting, Jared Goff, Jared Goff. That was kind of cool, man. That's got to be humbling. That's got to be wild to see.
See, I'm trying to look at any other observations I made.
I mean, everything else is about the
Brock Bauer's girlfriend, did we say that?
No, we didn't. Did we?
Well, anyway, let's get to it. Penix Jr., I'm done with my haircut at this point. So I'm like, I said yesterday I got a haircut during the draft. It was actually a good idea, sitting there with everyone at the barbershop chopping it up. I said, all right, you know what? Going to run to Chipotle real quick. I called my wife and did that move where you say, pause the TV where it is and don't say anything to me. So I'm like, let me stop at Chipotle. And then someone on the Chipotle line's like, oh, the Raiders got Brock Bowers. I'm like, And then I hit up Danny G. And I was amazed that six quarterbacks went before your team even got a shot to take one of them. Yesterday, wasn't your Raider mindset like, maybe we could trade up. If we can't, someone will drop at least to 13?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we at least sounded smart about Penix on our show, because there were some draft gurus that we mentioned that thought maybe the Raiders could trade back up into the bottom of the first round to get Penix after, you know, getting somebody else with 13. But we said, no, Penix is not going to drop. Instead, he went way sooner than what people – well, not way sooner, but sooner
well,
than
I mean,
what everybody
here's
thought.
Here's the thing.
Or
the,
at least to a team where we didn't think was going to take a quarterback.
The last of the six, Bo Nix, I mean, I heard the rumblings, but the
I heard Danny G crying.
No, I actually didn't, because I thought the Broncos would take Penix Jr.
Okay. You know,
right before the Raiders had he still been on the board.
What's interesting is that the Raiders have a hell of an offense, and if Gardner Minshew could play, you know, better than respectable, if he could have a
better numbers than Trevor Lawrence, we established that the other day.
He's got weapons now, dude, weapons. Now, they made it seem like the Broncos, like Bo Nix was who they wanted. Is that a narrative shift, or had you heard that all along? Like, I heard them being like, man, Sean Payton, that was the guy he had his eye on. He looks at Bo Nix like he's Drew Brees part two. And I'm like, is that like the narrative switch where when you pick someone on a dating show, you're like, you're the one I wanted all along?
I had kept reading and hearing about the Broncos is that they were just like the Vikings and Raiders trying to go up higher.
Yeah.
To get a quarterback.
Bo Nix had been targeted to Denver for a while.
So I was going
to
say, so I had heard the rumblings, but they made it seem like Sean Payton got his guy. So Denver has no excuse now. They got their coach. They got the quarterback their coach wanted. And now it's time to see what they could do in that AFC West, which is super competitive. Now, the story that everyone's talking about is Michael Penix Jr. going to a team that just gave Kirk Cousins $180 million, I believe $100 guaranteed over 4 years.
Exactly.
And you're saying, well, then what on earth are you doing when, if you want to win now, Kirk Cousins is 36. You had a plethora. Yes, I said a plethora of wide receivers on the board. You had Brock Bowers. You could have got this guy any offensive weapon or beefed up the line and picked an offensive lineman, but you go with a quarterback.
Now, I'm dying to hear your side of why it's a good thing. Keep in mind, yes, he'll be 36 when the season starts. He's 35 now. They got him for 4 years. He'll be 39. Penix will be 27 by that time. So he's a little on the older side. And I think they dropped the ball by not letting Cousins know. You know, I think he was blindsided. I think that's where they went wrong. Could this work out? Absolutely, and I'm excited to hear your side. But he and I quote, no idea this was happening.
That's not a good look. You know what that's reminiscent of? That's reminiscent of Aaron Rodgers being kept in the dark for a lot of Green Bay decisions, and that, as you know, did not work out the way you wanted it to. So I'll tell you why it's not a bad idea next. Got to give a shout out to Rob, one of our listeners and friends in San Antonio. He did remind me, said, at the beginning of this past college football season, he goes, keep an eye on Penix. He's going to be great for someone. And he said every week he hit us up saying, did you watch Penix? Did you watch Penix? And you know what? Clearly a wanted man. So much so that a team that had a veteran 4-year, $180 million contract tie up with Kirk Cousins still said, we got to take him.
And that's the story right now.
I'm happy that we had him in weekend hobnobbing at the start of the college football season.
Yeah.
I said, watch out for this dude in the Heisman Trophy.
I remember that.
Yeah, because I remember just being amazed at, first of all, he throws the ball like nobody else. We talked about that.
Yeah.
That elbow, and just his command. And I remember after a big win, him with his family, and just there was something about him that stood out right at the beginning of the college football season. And, he was one of the guys, too. A lot of people were rooting for Rich because he had come off those injuries.
Yeah.
And had to really rebound.
He had a crazy path to where he is. And, Danny, you would think.
And a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
So maybe this gives him a little bit of rest.
Nah, he
saves him some wear
man.
And tear. I don't know.
Listen.
Well, he's going to have to sit back a few years.
Well, look at it this way. Danny, I would never usually care about a team other than my own. But because we're tight and we're hanging out every day and Danny's our good friend, the way you watch Penix this past year and he was a possibility for your Raiders, it sort of bums me out because I feel like it made sense for Danny to get the guy he watched in college on his Raiders and see what he could do. But I guess you got to turn your attention to Minshew being like the man.
Jason Stewart brought this point up to me. I think we're going to see Michael Penix playing this year. There, I think it was a record set last year of 63 quarterbacks played in a game last year in the NFL. Kirk Cousins is not healthy, and what if he has to miss a couple games? You're going to see Michael Penix sooner than you think.
And Cousins getting older too. Yeah,
Cousins getting older, and backup quarterbacks are so necessary right
now. I think the thought process was something along the lines of you got to get him now while you can, because by the time they need another quarterback, it's going to be harder to get a quality quarterback in the draft.
Well, that's optimistic.
Right.
The Falcons' mindset is
that's how they're spinning
The spin zone. Spin zone. The spin zone for the Falcons is we're going to be so good for the coming years that when you're so good, you're never in a position to draft that guy.
Yeah.
We're in a position now to get that guy.
Right.
Like look at teams like the Chiefs, the Niners, the Eagles, Cowboys, teams that continuously win 10-plus games, they're never going to be
but
in
again,
a position.
The only downside I really see is to not let your starting quarterback that you invested so much money in, $100 million guaranteed, $180 for 4 years, to not let him in on what they were doing is just a bad look overall. And I believe it. I would imagine it rubbed Kirk Cousins the wrong way. When he's publicly saying, I had no idea. And he was publicly stunned, and he found out when everybody else found out. So, I think that's where they dropped it.
You know, Covino, he had to let it marinate for a little bit before he was okay with it and then got Penix on the phone. Dan Beyer.
Yeah, I understand where you guys are all coming from. But throw this scenario in. Let's just say, Kirk Cousins maybe doesn't get injured, but maybe isn't playing as well. Maybe not the Kirk Cousins of old.
Panics.
And then you see that. And is that fair to Kirk Cousins? Or is it good for the organization? Does it let a little fire up of under Cousins' ass? I mean, we watched him on quarterback.
They're
he works
considered
hard.
Good problems for the team, I would imagine, to have other options.
You would think that's the case.
Maybe.
But then when you have the dead cap amount that you would have because of the contract that you signed.
Yeah. If Penix is the guy, then you're it's like the Russell Wilson deal in Denver where you're just paying for nothing.
I get the trying to find the silver lining or trying to figure out the plan. I just there are so many trap doors when you're laying out those things.
Uh-huh.
It just, to me, it still doesn't make a lot of sense.
I love the video.
Rich, I see a scenario where the crowd could be chanting Penix at the first Falcons home game, even if Cousins isn't playing horribly.
Yeah. No, I love the video of Arthur Blank looking confused and the GM of the Falcons with all this hand motions. And you're like, I want to know what they're saying. Like, he's explaining because Arthur Blank looks like, whoa, what did you guys do? And he's doing all these like, we're doing this. It made no sense because DB, you, Danny G, everyone knows that you get Cousins. This team's in a division that's up for the taking. You have the ability to add a young wide receiver, a good young wide receiver. You could have got Brock Bowers if you wanted to go the tight end route. They have a tight end, but you could have...
Roma Dunsey, yeah.
Yeah, you could have boosted up the offensive line if that's what you want to do. But to get a quarterback with pick 8 was like, huh? Eh?
Major story yesterday. Your thoughts, feedback. We made lots of observations.
I felt like Tim Allen.
877-99-FOX again. At Covino and Rich.
You know, I can only think of one thing. DB, I know I'm trying to... I'm a silver lining type of guy. I try to think of the positive, and I know that things always work out not the way we plan, whether it's career, whether it's relationships, marriages, family. You know, S happens, crap happens, and two of my favorite things, the fact that I lived the dad life and I lived the sports life, they intersected because two of the things I've watched over the last year of my life both had the same fable that I love. And that's the story of the Chinese farmer. And that was brought up not only in Tom Brady's docuseries, Man in the Arena. It was brought up in that extended Bluey episode that all moms and dads watched. And it has to do with maybe.
So the story of the Chinese farmer is there was a man in a village and he had a horse and the horse ran away. And all the people of the village came to him and said, "We're so sorry. I can't believe your horse ran away." And his comment back was, "Well, maybe.
Everything will work out the way it's supposed to, Bluey."
Everything's supposed to work out the way it's supposed to. Bluey and Tom Brady both tackled this subject of life has twists and turns. Tom Brady, it was always, "Oh man, that's really tough, Tom." Maybe, because maybe there's that happened for the next thing to happen.
Maybe the Falcons come out on top looking like Lanny Poffo geniuses, like Iowa Sam said.
You don't know.
Cousins comes back next year. You know how banged up he is. You don't know what could happen. And then next thing you know, hey, they got Penix, and it looks like, wow, look how smart they are.
Percentage-wise, I think it favors – it's a weird move that no one gets. But there is that slight chance of, like, this could be a genius move. We just don't know.
I will completely shut up if you want me to.
No, I love it. No, go.
The point is if you have all the questions that Covino had about Kirk Cousins – why did you sign him to the deal in the first place?
True.
And not only that, he was one of the first signings in free agency. It was a done deal. We had found out Kirk Cousins, his wife, was looking at schools in Atlanta a week before you could even sign free agents. That was a done deal. The Falcons didn't do anything in this draft aside from pick where they were. It wasn't like Penix fell to them at, you know, 8. He was there at 8, so they took him there. And it doesn't make a lot of sense no matter how you try to twist it one way or another.
That is true. We're trying to figure out, like, well, how does this make sense?
Hold on, Dan Byer. Put yourself in the DB mindset at, 5:50 yesterday, East local time.
Yep.
When they chose Penix, were you thinking there'd be some type of immediate trade? Like, when they pick Penix, I'm like, oh, is this like a bigger move? Like, and then they, a draft trade. Like, that was my first thought. Like, oh, that's what they'll do. They're getting something from someone. Like, maybe Davante Adams and the Raiders. Like, I was thinking something was in the mix.
You see that in the NBA. Right?
Not as much.
But not as much in the NFL, and that's why it was so jarring. But to that point, yeah, I can totally see how that would come into someone's mind because of just how much it didn't make sense yesterday.
All I thought was, ooh, who do they want? Do they want Judy? Do they want Davante Adams? I'm like, Denver, are they trying to, did they take Penix to then do a deal with the Broncos or Raiders was my first thought. And then when nothing happened, I was like, oh, what is going on here? But again, we've seen quarterbacks start immediately out of college. And after a year or so, a la Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Trey Lance, guys that are just, they're done already. And then you see Jordan Love, who sat around for a couple of years, and now he's maybe a little more mature and got his chance. I don't know if that's a new template, and they're saying, hey, listen, we gave Cousins 4, but we're really banking on 2. And if we bank on two, eat some cap space and money, maybe in 2 years, Penix is the guy. I don't.
And it could be three plus. Who knows? And by that time,
and that's
Cousins
a good
is okay handing it over to the guy. We don't know.
I don't know.
And by the way, Rich, you know, this is all great speculation, but you got us on the edge of our seat. How much longer did you stay at the barbershop? Because you said this happened, your haircut was done already.
Oh, no, I told you. I did a whole move where I was like, I don't want to look at my phone. I told my wife, turn on the NFL draft and pause it.
So you just went home and watched the rest of it?
Yeah, did the rest of it.
You said pause like Joe Biden?
Four more years, pause. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, that's just, that happened. Yeah, don't get all politically angry at me. That was just a funny
clip.
True
story.
Cove, you bring up Bowers. Now, Rich, that surprised some people because tight end wasn't a need for the Raiders. The Raiders of old would always reach for need players. Suddenly now with Tom Telesco, they take the best player on the board.
I think that's what they did because I've heard others speculate that like the Raiders were also thrown off by this. And then at this point, you're like, well, did we just take the best player on the board? That's, you know, that ideology, like best player, take the best player.
And I mean, obviously they can run some nice two tight end sets with Michael Mayer. I'm not mad. I mean, he's like the most decorated tight end in college football history. You saying maybe and like try to spin it positive, I think me and the half of Raider fans who try to look at the glass half full were like, okay, this gives Minshew a season to show if he's the guy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm a big Bluey fan, and I'm a big fan of sports documentaries. So it came in my mind that Tom Brady and Bluey have both discussed the maybe theory.
Speaking of documentaries, we're going to tell you what you need to watch this weekend on Weekend Hobnobbing later this hour. There is a new documentary out, and I'm going to tell you about it. But now your phone calls to wrap up all this draft talk, 877-99 on Fox. Again, at Covino and Rich. Always new videos, new clips, and all your feedback there. I want to start with Steve in Oregon.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Hey. Love you guys on the show.
Thank you, man.
I'm glad you kept me on hold. In Eugene, your show's from one to three, and then it goes to it doesn't go the whole 3 hours. Nice. But
We're 2 hours, so hey, maybe you get one of the two. Here we are. What's up, Steve?
Hey, you were talking about the draft. I was just thinking to begin with when Eminem came out, not to make it a halftime show, an hour and a half, you know, worth of waste, but him come out and get that crowd going with one of his songs, you know.
Oh, I mean, if you don't think that's the next step, you're right. Why not add an A-list performer to the NFL draft? That's next if you don't think it is. I'm sure someone's already thought of that. Like, oh, Eminem, what if he did Lose Yourself? And
That's a relationship that benefits both, especially Eminem for
but
sure.
But it is wild. I was talking to some of the young editors, Bree and Patrick and Birch and some of the guys, and we were just saying how I said, if you haven't watched it, I know you guys, they were, you know, some of the young people around who were born.
You still talking about Bluey?
No, I said they were born like late 90s, 2000s. I said, go back and watch the 30 for 30 from Elway to Marino.
Yeah.
And you'll just get an idea of like how crazy the draft has always been, but how low key it was compared to the big production it is now. But that documentary is a must watch. If you've never seen.
So low key.
Like
you know what it looked
you.
Like? You remember when you remember that scene in Rocky where Apollo is there and he's trying to figure out who he's going to fight next, and he's in that weak ass office.
Yeah,
that's a random comparison, but that's what it used to look like.
You were talking about the editors yesterday afternoon for the beginning of the draft. It was just the biggest football party in here with wings and everybody running around. The coverage in the studio there was really good. And then you would just hear the different studios like go up with applause and people shouting at the TV about the players picked. It was a really cool atmosphere.
I will say it was very cool. What I thought the coolest thing here at Fox Sports Radio yesterday, because, you know, I think you could say this place has finally sort of got life again because COVID sort of ruined so many places for like a good year or so.
I mean,
the energy here.
When we came back here to Fox Sports Radio, when we first started, it was like a ghost town almost. We were like the only live show.
Yeah.
We were like, who else works here?
And you know what? It was very cool yesterday.
That was like 3 years ago, by the way.
To see everyone. Patrick had a Seahawks jersey on. I had my Niners gear. Danny had his Raiders gear. Everyone here was representing their team, mm-hmm. and that was a cool feeling. It really was.
It was very cool, and we gave you extensive coverage all day on Fox Sports Radio. Hope you enjoyed it. And today. But now we go to the phones again.
Robin.
Let's talk to Robin in Oregon. Robin. You're on the Covino and Rich Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, guys. How's it doing, man? I love you guys. You guys kill me every day.
Thank you, brother. What's up, man?
Hey, man, you were talking about fantasy football a while back in the episode, and I just wanted to say that we started ours in 1987.
Wow, you were early, because anything pre-internet, I'm thinking like guys just writing stuff down with pens and papers, and you know.
No, there was a beer company I worked for that presented it to put it into bars and taverns for whatever, promoting their stuff, and it was like, wow, this is kind of cool. So I got on board with it, and then, we were like every Monday morning, man, to the Oregonian paper you go. That was our Bible for
about 7 years. You know why? Because you would have to. I mean, this might be obvious to some, but for younger listeners, you look at your fantasy football results, and it's right there on your app or whatever you're using.
In real time.
Back then, you'd have to be like, all right, Tim Brown had 90 yards, 10 receptions.
Exactly.
That's five. You'd have to do the math, and then you'd have to go to your league and have to be like, is my math right?
Wow.
That's it.
And do your buddy's math, too, and then call him and go, hey, man, what'd you come up with?
Right.
There's a little bit of a discrepancy.
Yeah. Break out the calendar. Thank you, Robin.
How far that's come since 87, since the late 80s. That's incredible, man. That's what we were talking about earlier, how far the draft has come, how big it is now.
And what was that baseball game? It was like Statomatic.
Yeah.
That was the most complicated. Did you ever Stratomatic? It was one of the most complicated board games where you're writing stuff down and it's all about baseball statistics.
Yeah, I absolutely remember that. Everything has come so far.
Hey, Rich, take some more phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. And before we get into, you know, Lakers and other nonsense, weekend hobnobbing, Dan Beyer showed me a funny story. I missed it somehow with all the NFL draft and the NBA playoffs, all the stuff that's going on. I'm watching my Yankees. I don't know how I missed this. The Panthers owner, David Tepper, was cruising around the streets of Charlotte. Did you see this or no?
No, but I saw the owner's son in Jacksonville wearing a neck brace, really playing up his AEW wrestling appearance. Did you see that?
No, but listen to this stupid story.
Okay.
Talk about, like, pettiness and, I don't know, fragile ego, maybe?
Okay.
So David Tepper's in Charlotte, just driving around. He passes a restaurant called the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill or something like that, right? And they have one of those signs, like, over a billion served. They have one of those signs where you just write stuff on it. It says, please let the coach and the GM pick this year. And you believe it aggravated the owner of the Panthers so much, he went in there to, like, cause a stink about it? Like, hey! Yeah, and there's video of it and everything.
Oh, man.
I couldn't, you know, when Dan was telling me this, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you would think that he's so important that he wouldn't give a diddly squat about something so silly like that. And you see him talking to
Who put up their sign?
Yeah, you see him talking
Who
to
goes
these
here?
Regular workers, and they're like, you can't hear it, at least in the clip that I saw. You couldn't hear it. You just saw the video.
Hey, dude, I'm just a bus boy.
Right? Like, you got to see it.
Truly. The kid was wearing his hat, and Tepper, on the security footage, grabs the kid's hat and takes it off and puts it on the little table that you have where you greet guests.
Yeah. Look, with the hostess stand.
No hats indoors.
With all the fun, important stuff going on, I just didn't want you to miss out on this funny little side story. I just couldn't believe that he would waste his time when so much's going on in the NFL to reprimand and cause a stink and a stir about something so silly and petty.
Do you think he cruises around the Charlotte area on Saturdays taking down signs from churches
to get people to show up to Sunday service, right?
Churches are usually the best with those, right? With the puns and the play on words. But, yeah, this was crazy.
He's the resident hothead of the NFL owners.
Yes.
Wow. Really,
that's why they've can't.
David Tepper.
Yes.
Good one.
Tepper Tantrum.
And by the way, you got to look up the footage if you think we're making it up, because Dan showed me and then I looked it up. And I'm like, man, I missed it. So,
well, let me add one more thing. You were talking about how far not only fantasy sports have come, but, you know, obviously we were talking about how the draft went from a couple guys smoking cigarettes with brown beige phones in the 70s and 80s to
wood paneling in the background,
to a ridiculous, awesome AI production with interviews and hundreds of thousands of people and, you know, a spectacle that millions watch. And you got to credit the NFL for making the NFL draft probably pulling higher ratings than NBA or NHL playoffs yesterday.
I didn't hear those numbers yet, but they have to be.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I can only
now,
imagine.
With that said, you know, I want to credit a guy that we've become pals with over the years. I'll name drop, but John Taffer, Bar Rescue. If you've ever seen that show, he's one of the people responsible for bringing Sunday Ticket into the mix. He's talked to us about how, you know, he had talked to the NFL back in the day, and for some reason, it just dawned on him, like, yeah, all these out-of-town fans, how do we not have something where they could watch the games? And think about how that revolutionized things. You would only get to see the primetime teams if it was Monday Night Football, because Sunday Night Football, as we discussed, existed in the form of like a cable ESPN
exactly,
game that not as many people watched.
It changed everything.
But it changed it all. So, hey, NFL is king. I think we've proved that. All right, now coming up, I do want to talk a little Lakers.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, Mikey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
You know, I know everybody's going crazy with the Penix.
Oh yeah!
but I got two examples of how it works, and they came out and said they're doing it the Green Bay way.
Man,
how did that thing in Kansas City work out? Drafting a guy who was never a pocket passer, that came out pretty good.
Yo, there's the audio of, I'm sure, like a Rich Eisen or someone that, you know, a respectable broadcaster that said, well, you heard this clip the other day. We played it on Overpromised, our bonus podcast, where Rich Eisen goes, Mahomes, instead of Deshaun Watson. In fact, it's Alex Smith's job in as long as he wants it.
I'm pretty sure if you listen closely, I think it was Joey Lawrence that dropped the whoa.
I think it was, yeah. It was.
Right? Like, if you listen. No, but again, we did play this, the reactions, the, you know, looking back, crazy reactions to these picks. It's on Overpromised on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page, our bonus podcast. Definitely check it out.
Yeah, we played some fun, weird moments from drafts past. But very much like, Covino, you and I off there were saying, much how the Green Bay Packers kept Aaron Rodgers a little too much in the dark on some of their decisions, that was probably a weird first impression because he is new to Atlanta, a weird first impression for Kirk Cousins, where he is like, wait, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm your guy. How am I not in on this a little bit? Or just not even in on it. How about just a heads up? That's just courtesy. That's a courtesy heads up.
Like Danny G this morning goes, that would be like when Fox hired you guys and then all of a sudden started training the guys that would take over for you one day.
In the butt.
Yeah. It's like, whoa.
Just a heads up.
Hold up.
Nice.
Wait a minute.
That's because he hasn't taken a snap. I think that's the difference here. And I was talking with Mike off the air about it. I said, look, I get that comparison, and I hope Penix Jr. does turn out to be like Mahomes, but half these quarterbacks in the draft don't work out. And also, $100 million for the quarterback they just signed who hasn't taken a snap for them yet, that's the difference here.
Ooh. I just got way too excited about my dumb point. There's one other layer here, and DB, correct me if I'm wrong, because Dan Beyer, always the smartest guy in the room in my mind. He could be fooling me. DB, 4 years lines up perfectly with you will no longer get Penix Jr. on the cheap.
Correct.
So it's
absolutely.
You're wasting, like, the whole idea of get a guy that's young that could do it before you have to pay him, a la Brock Purdy. Why did the Niners compete the last 2 years and for the next year? Because you're allowed to stack your team because you don't have to pay a quarterback. By the time Cousins' contract's up, you will then have to pay Penix.
Mm-hmm.
Defeats the purpose.
Look at the NFC right now. Just look at the NFC. We know your Niners are good, but honestly, their window could be done.
Yeah.
Could be, you know, not as good as it was.
Yeah.
We feel the Lions are good. Green Bay, all right. NFC East, who knows? Everything else, who knows? So it could kind of be there for the taking. Why not then try to get another piece to try to do it this year, to try to do it next year?
Honestly,
and your point about the contract
so right.
is right.
You're so right that it's not like, listen, the Niners, you know, things could go wrong. The Niners have cruised through the playoffs this year, and, you know, you assume the Niners are strong, and besides that, Covino, who else? Who else in the NFC? Detroit, Green Bay showed promise. You know, maybe you think maybe the Eagles have a bounce back year. Saquon, Sirianni, they showed him some confidence that you're our guy. But I would not be shocked if there was a team that emerged as one of the better teams in the NFC. And if you would have got Kirk Cousins, one more weapon on a team that already had some good weapons that just needed a quarterback and a coach that everyone seems to be behind. I don't know.
So we're getting into weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch this weekend, but you know, a lot of that is the NBA and the Lakers. Danny G, sad to say that your Lakers are one loss away from being swept. But at the end of the day, it's just basketball. That's the LeBron James quote, LeBron James.
Yeah.
But in his defense, and by the way, in print, that's a terrible quote.
In his defense,
it was in regards to his teammates playing under the pressure to play perfect. You know, like, hey, this is what you got to do. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
Yeah. He and Anthony Davis have had a good series. It's the supporting cast that has not showed up. Three-point shots have been off. The defense hasn't been there.
Yeah.
The effort hasn't been there in the second half of games. You saw the stats I was giving you before the show, Rich.
Danny said AD and LeBron have shot 69%. 69!
Combined, yeah.
And the rest of the team has shot 38%, which...
You can't win like that.
Yeah, it's like you ever see a movie where they spent all the budget on one actor? And it's like, it's like one good star, and it's like, who are the rest of these extras?
And one of the problems is...
That's how they're playing.
D'Angelo Russell, and we'll explain. You know, they had 12-point leads, a 12-point lead, a 20-point lead, and a 12-point lead again, only to lose it to the Nuggets. And we get it. The Nuggets are good. But when you got guys like D'Angelo Russell on their phone when the team's in a huddle, I couldn't even believe that was real. I thought maybe that was like after the game or something, but he's there on his phone.
Yeah, it's a bad look. There's like an apathetic look. You know when you're like disappointed in yourself and you double down, you're like, yeah, well, whatever. That's sort of the vibe I got. And you know, D'Angelo Russell, when you put up a goose egg and you're 0-7, you play 24 minutes, you're 0-7. 0-6 from 3-point range.
Remember, this is two postseasons in a row.
Yeah.
This happened last year.
Get off TikTok, bro.
The Lakers brought him back. They're like, we believe in you. And they gave him another shot.
And you know what? After his shooting woes last year, the narrative was, well, he's been shooting better this year. That's not the same D'Angelo Russell.
Second half of the season, he was the best shooter on the Lakers.
And you know what? In game two, the one that the Lakers did sort of let slip away, you know, the worst, that game, he hit six three-pointers in the first half. And we were like, that's the D'Angelo Russell that needs to show up, because it can't just be all LeBron and AD. And you saw yesterday the perfect example of what happens when LeBron and AD are the only guys playing. Austin Reeves played all right yesterday, but again, when D'Angelo Russell puts up a goose egg and, you know, Prince off the bench didn't really do much. I don't know. It's
Danny. Like Danny G said, the rest of the team's shooting 38%. So.
Well, and also in the offseason, the Lakers need to address getting some more big goons on the team, because when they were able to handle the Nuggets, it's when they had Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, and guys like that. You need guys you can throw out there, get you, go out 5-6 fouls, who cares, and just keep throwing the big bodies at the Joker. That's what you got to do.
Hey, Danny, do you believe in a thing called love? Now, do you believe in magic? Do you believe
miracles?
In miracle. Do you believe that you build your team to beat the team, or do you believe you just build the best roster? Like, if you're in the AFC West, do you build your team to beat Patrick Mahomes and that offense?
This is not a cop-out. I'm going to say both.
Okay.
You focus on what your players are good at, and you lean to their strengths, but you also key in on what you need to defeat that block.
Like, everyone in the West, especially the West, should be a little focused on moving forward, if not already. Like, what could we do moving forward to stop Jokic? And no one really can.
No one can right now. Enjoy your NBA this weekend. But what else are we going to do? What else are we going to watch? Let's get into some weekend hobnobbing quickly.
Living for the weekend.
Your winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnob.
Make it quick. Hulu has a new documentary out. Thank you. Good night. The Bon Jovi story. I love a good documentary. I'm from New Jersey, so why not? Thank you. Good night. Jose Ramirez, former 140-pound champ, fights Bartholomew, and it's a Vato doubleheader in Fresno on DAZN this weekend, because Virgil Ortiz Jr. is also fighting Delorme. So Ramirez, look out for him. Big fan of him. Hope he has a nice win over the weekend. If you like the fight game, and I'll tell you what I'm going to watch. I'm going to go watch some live music at Sick New World in Vegas. Actually hopping on a plane right after the show. So watch out for me. If you see me, drinks on you. Enjoy your weekend.
Drinks on you. Listen, of course, I'll be watching some NBA playoffs tonight. I'm all about this Clippers Mavs series. I feel like it's the one to keep an eye on, of course, in the West. Now, as far as like non-sports stuff, I'm sort of pulled into that stupid Circle show on Netflix. My wife and I watched the first couple. The characters are great. It's so dumb.
So it's back, kind of?
Yeah, sort of. Cool. But, you know, she said, who just apologized? Sorry, I got great, you know. Sydney Sweeney. That rom-com, maybe if you need something to watch with the girlfriend or wifey, Anyone But You is now free on Netflix. It was you had to pay for it. It was in the theater, but now it's available on Netflix.
Danny G, what you got?
One quick thing on Netflix drops today. Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut. A doc on the role your gut health plays in your overall well-being.
Avoid Taco Bell is my number one. But I love it. I can't avoid it. All right, we'll see you guys. Arrivederci,
see
baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.